Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, sit back, close your eyes, and take a moment just for you. If you're like me, perhaps you wake up with nervous, anxious energy. To start my day off and to regain a sense of calm, I often reach for a poem and I read it aloud. So I invite you for a moment of self-care. Relax in a comfortable chair or lie down on a bed. Close your eyes and breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And like your breath, inhale the peace and calm of the music and reflections and the visual pictures that only your imagination can paint for you. Symphony in Yellow by Oscar Wilde. An omnibus across the bridge crawls like a yellow butterfly, and here and there a passerby shows like a little restless midge. Big barges full of yellow hay are moored against the shadowy wharf, and like a yellow silken scarf, the thick fog hangs along the quay. The yellow leaves begin to fade and flutter from the temple elms, and at my feet the pale green Thames lies like a rod of rippled jade. What a gorgeous poem, and a poem that Oscar Wilde might not even have imagined had he not himself taken a pause to notice all that was around him. Whether you're one to experience that restlessness and anxiety first thing in the morning, I think we can all agree that the coronavirus has been a source of anxiety. Ovid's COVID. The park finally had a chance to wash its hands when a gentle April rain had come. Its after sun seeped through my stuffy living room's view, so I decided I'd go out and catch some. Near dusk was infused with such ambient yellow, prompting confined fellow hermits to emerge. Some sat on their porch with a guitar or a book, with hopes that fresh air and a passerby might be curative. My poem, The Right Amount, with the subtitle, Do Not Worry, reminds me that more than likely I was probably anxious on that day. Inspired on a spring day and everything I saw from my car window on a country road. It's a road I take often, And that scenery is always there. And it's not that I don't appreciate it. But by taking my time to notice, and even though I was in motion, to pause in a way, I was able to see and absorb the beauty and the calm of what I otherwise might have passed at 55 miles per hour, caught up in my destination rather than the journey. By making a conscious choice to slow down time, to pause, to notice, and beginning to record it with pen and paper in a poem, not only was it a keepsake for that very day, but something that would continue to teach me, for there would be many more anxious days to come, and I would need to be reminded, just look around and see the beauty of all the yellow and all the other colors, and do not worry. The right amount of sunshine, the right amount of rain, the right amount of joy and smiles, the right amount of tears and pain, the right amount of green pastures capped with vibrant yellow dandelion, sprinkled patterns no more random than the stars scattered at creation. The right amount of blossoms white upon the trees, planted and planned on an apple farmer's field in rows, delicately pruned by a skilled, well-practiced hand. The right amount of time to spare to detect such beautiful things. I'll hold the brighter view for now. Why worry what tomorrow brings? Slowly open up your eyes, continue to breathe easy, and as you re-engage with life, take this peace and calm with you. The oasis experience is always within reach. If you remember that all roads lead to self-care, and all roads begin there. I'd like to give a shout out and a thank you to my new friend, Chad Leonard, who contributed the beautiful image entitled The Revival. And if Brian's Poetry Oasis offered you a moment of quiet and self-nurturing that we all deserve, pass it on. Until next time, peace.